Blog Talk Radio.
Marvel Bird, Tatanka, beautiful music here on the Metaphysical Edge, and good day. This is Bea, and we've got a special guest with us today. Our guest is Crystal Jo Ray of Crystal Master 55 Enterprises. Some of you may know him from Facebook. If you don't know him from Facebook, you sure do get my vote to check him out and say hello to him. We are lucky to have Mr. Ray here in the studio, so would you like to say hello to everybody?
Howdy to everybody out there today. How you doing?
There you go. I think everybody heard you. That's excellent. Because our setup, we're on the main computer, so we're able to come in from the actual studio that we have here in the middle of the Florida Panhandle. So here we sit. I'm opening up the crystals that we're going to use today. Today what we're going to be offering, and you don't have to, but I know you can. I'm saying that to Joe Ray, so let him know that he doesn't have to do the readings with the crystals, but that's what we're given today, are crystal readings. So if you call in and you ask for a reading, what we're going to do is through the frequency and the energies we feel from your voice, we're going to just feel our crystals here that I've got placed out. Many of them are double terminated crystals. Some are sceptered Tibetan crystals. So there's a few different types of crystals that we'll use to do your reading. So what do you think about that, Crystal Joe?
I think I'm ready.
I think that's great. So then you want to mosey on over this way and see if you can get a crystal, because we've got a gal on the line, and her name is Tina. Hey, Tina, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. What a beautiful day. Today is the best day ever.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. It's a good day here in the Florida Panhandle as well.
Oh, you guys have sun. It's a rainy day here in New Jersey.
Oh, well, we have a little bit of sun. It kind of goes in and out today, but it's still pretty.
Oh, I don't care. The best things happen to me on rainy days.
Oh, I like that. Nice. So tell me, where does your question lie, Tina?
I would like to ask about Robert, and I have to go for child support with Lewis, so I have to go to court. So I just want to ask about those two things.
All righty. I've got this crystal. I don't know. Do you want to take a look in it and see what you see? Because what I'm seeing is an awful lot of struggle. Can you hear me okay, dear? I hope so.
I hear you well.
Good. I'm seeing a lot of struggle here. This is this particular crystal has tourmaline in its base, and they look like wands, don't they, or
yep,
sticks? And that just to me represents difficulty. But that's at the base. I'm seeing you coming up out of this muddle, and to be crystal clear on a lot of your own points of view. There's a beautiful rainbow in this crystal, and that rainbows always make me think of joy and happiness and and you know, good luck, in other words.
Yes.
I think that's a wonderful thought. I think you'll be fine as far as Lewis is concerned with going to court. But, you know, I think he just needs the gentle reminder. That's what I think.
Yeah, he has to pay me. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does.
I've been patient for too long. So
yes, you have. He took... took your kindness as a weakness, big mistake on his part.
Well, that's because I get charged from you. Talking to you is like charging up the cell phone, so I've charged it to spirit. That's his misinterpretation of that, okay?
Super, I love that. Thank you, Tina. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
You're my girl.
And Robert,
you know?
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, just what do you get from spirit with Robert? Yes.
Yeah, with Robert, I'm seeing, I get the feeling that Robert is as cold as ice. He can turn things off in an instant, go from hot to cold, from cold to hot. That's what I get, my first flash on him is, I don't know if you see, but that's what jumps out at me in this crystal when you mention him. And this crystal, by the way, I think is really a good one for you. It's one of my reading stones, but this type of crystal, which is the one with the tourmaline in it, mostly they're Tibetan quartz crystals that have the tourmaline in them. And that seems to be a real good piece of quartz for you. Just shines for you is all. I see the shine.
Oh, great. Yeah, someone said I was a Tibetan monk in a previous life, so that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it does, because the Tibetan monks are the people who are sure-footed enough to go up into the mountains to collect them. So they're the miners.
Oh.
Go up into the Himalaya stone.
Yeah, so you said Robert is, you see him hot and cold, and...
Joe just mentioned that the monks are the harvesters of the crystals.
Oh, wow.
That tells you about your relationship with the man who you're asking about.
Oh, really? What is it?
Yeah. You give out a lot and you sow a lot. Time comes for harvest. You're looking for your return, and it's not coming out. I'm not seeing the return given back to you, and I don't think that's very fair. But I think
Robert is working. He's a workaholic right now, so he already told me that work would be priority, and I really respect that he's working really hard. So you're right. When it comes to work, he has tunnel vision.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good thing for him, though.
He's a millionaire. Yeah, he's a millionaire, so it makes sense. So, yeah, I'm just being a little patient. He's way different from Lewis, so, yeah, we can be patient with that.
Oh, I like that. I'm seeing the bottom of this crystal is beautifully self-healed. So that tells me that you come from truly empathic roots yourself, and I think that that's really an amazing part of your transformation. When you hit that age where everything unfolded for you, and I'm seeing it unfold in this crystal. So it looks to me that you've had a big hand in your own unfoldment.
Thank you. That is so much confirmation. That's true. Yes, I have truly evolved. Yes.
Yeah, you're still doing it too, but you've really come a long way. And
yes.
I think that's a real blessing. So Robert would be strong enough for you.
Yes.
Okay? And that's why you understand him. You understand his self-motivation because you have it. I think
that's so true, B.
I'm so glad to hear that, sweetie.
So is he thinking about marriage though in the future? Because like you said, he's giving me enough space to do what I need to do as well as he's doing what he needs to do. But he's so compassionate, and our interactions are so gentle and sweet. So I appreciate that. But I just, you know, want to know, what is he thinking about marriage?
I can see marriage, but the only thing that I'm seeing that might be tough is a conflict of interest in careers. So I see you making adjustments on your side because you're the more nurturing and giving side of your relationship. And he's good at giving it back, but you kind of give him the balance because you're 60, he's 40. That's how I'm getting
it. That's true. That's true. I agree with that, but it's okay.
Yeah, but it is okay because that works for you. And you know what? When you need him to be strong, he'll be there in a heartbeat. So I feel that he's got very strong energy in that regard. But, man, he is really loving his work. And, you know, it looks like past life history here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting that same view that I am. It looks like a bunch of file folders to me. Like, it's a keyhole, like, with file folders in it that shows me all these different segments of your life.
What did we do? Yeah, what did we do in the previous life?
Well, it depends on how far you want to go back. I'm only flashing on two, and one was real long ago, and it was a whole different culture from what we know now. I'm getting island type, not so much Atlantis, but maybe like a Pacific island type life. That seems like a very healthy and fruitful life, no pun intended. Lots of fruit. Yeah, and but that was a longer go of it, and the last one that I'm feeling is more closer, maybe about 1200, 1100 here. I feel it was in this North America, so I'm getting a whole bunch of vibes for you from then. Do you have American Indian in you now? I mean, because that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, I get the American, I guess, first people. That's the word.
Yeah, he kind of looks Indian, too. Yeah, that's true. We both have that in us. We
carry
love
that in. Yeah, I like that. Good for you.
Oh, so did we complete what we needed to in our past lives? Was it great love? Is it a continuation?
Oh, yeah, I think this is just a recognizing and, with the hopes of a continuation. Chances are that you work out whatever karmic debts are left, if at all, but you can very easily work them out this life and then, you know, start fresh. That would be nice.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, okay. So is there anything I can do to speed that up or no, it just has to take time?
Yeah, you can trust the process.
Okay.
Don't second guess yourself. Whatever it is that hits you first hit is yours. Go with your gut instinct. Trust it. If you don't have a tourmalinated quartz, a Tibetan quartz, I really feel that it will be helpful in keeping you centered and grounded, because that is one of your past lives, and I think that's really awesome. That could have been in the 1100s or the 800s. That, you know, the monks definitely were there then. Pretty awesome, dear.
Yeah, that's exciting. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you. So there's nothing else I need to know about Robert?
I think Robert is going to take care of himself. I think he's a smart guy.
Very.
Yeah, I think he's a smart guy. I think he's in the final steps of making some mega decisions. And I think he's thinking he'll either be a king or a goat. Well, he doesn't have to worry. He's going to win out no matter what you call him. So
yeah, that is exactly how he is. Yes, he is. It's awesome to see him work. It is.
Yeah, I believe I believe you.
So what do I bring to him? Can you tell me my purpose in his life?
Well, yeah, you're the solid. You're the base. You're the foundation. So read that backbone of the family. And you carry that with grace. So that's good. You're the nurturer. I see that with you. But you're also very good in community effort and healing folks. Do you work with hospitals? No. Something. I know you're taking care of people in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's ironic. Well, initially, I wanted to become a doctor, but I wanted to do pathology. So I did autopsies. But now I'm a teacher. So you're right. I'm like my students. I'm their mom. I'm like so emotional, giving them hugs all day and kisses. Yes. So.
Yeah. I think that's...
Yeah, but I would like to, when I move, I would like to either get like maybe a daycare or actually I can contact you after this. That's what you're saying, the 60-40 while Robert is busy. We can be healing the world. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. It's the truth, dear. I mean, yeah, really. There's a lot of love there. Serious amount of love. Between you and others.
God just gave me a, yes, he did. He gave me too much love. That is so funny.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling. That's wonderful.
I can see the best in any situation, and I just wake up with so much joy. So you're right, it is a struggle, but you won't see me with a cigarette and some alcohol. That's on Lewis. You won't see me.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm so glad you called in today. And we have some other folks that are waiting on us, but I'm real glad to be able to speak to you. And
thank you.
Crystal Joe, what do you think?
I think you did great.
Oh, she.
Thank you, Crystal Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're a darling.
Look, he's all smooth. He sounds like a little amethyst topaz in the back. Have a good day.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say the amethyst and topaz because I do believe you're a Scorpio with a Pisces rising, but I'm not certain. I'm going to look you up, though, after the show.
Okay.
I'm going to look you up. We're going to figure out Joe's rising sign. Yeah, and his moon.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think that's real important to know. I think our students should know that.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. That's true. I'm a Sagittarius with a Capricorn rising, and I think my moon is in Scorpio, so that's true.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Yeah,
and Robert's a Capricorn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's perfect for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Oh. Thank you so much. Today was the best day ever. God bless you. And I hope all our callers have a great day. Sending them love and light.
Love and light, dear heart.
Love and
light. Bye.
Bye.
Well, gee whiz, Crystal Joe. That was a lovely call. Tina is a bright, shining light, isn't she?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you for calling in, Tina. We always love to hear your voice. Hello, let's look at area code 618. Hi, did you have a question or a comment?
Hi.
Hi. I didn't know if you had a question or a comment.
Well, I was wondering what you see for me for the coming year.
Ha, coming year, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
My name is
this?
Kay.
Kay, your name is Kay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Kay. Kay, I just picked up a crystal. This is a two-pointed crystal. It's a double-terminated crystal. So it's got a point on both sides, and it's banded in the middle. And in this band are all these pretty little crystals all on their own, like they're growing all by themselves. So I'm seeing a very balanced person here before me. I'm represented by this crystal. So I'm taking that to be you, Kay. And I'm feeling that the balance that you have, you've been sharing that all of your life with folks. Do you get a lot of backlash for that? A lot of people telling you that you're too high in the sky.
My son's not talking to me.
See? Pie in the sky, Mama. That's okay. You know what, dear? He'll come back around. He'll come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just continue, do your thing, because you've got it. You've got it. And not only that, your balance is with giving and your balance is with taking. So when you're not getting it back, I feel that throws you out of balance, and that's part of where you're getting that mis-energy from your son. You know, it's misdirected
mm-hmm.
energy. So, but you're on target. You're on target. You've worked hard to get this this balance in your life, and young man is throwing you off. Sorry to say that, but that's what I'm getting from this crystal. Is there another question?
Well, I try to. Do you see anything as far as part-time work for me, or some kind of income in the near future?
Kay, the question I have is, have you done volunteering work at the library?
No, I never get to the library.
Okay, because I'm seeing
a volunteer.
But I have
a library in my home.
You do? There you go. Maybe that's
yeah.
I see you surrounded by books.
It's all metaphysical books. I have a huge collection.
Oh,
then I've read them all.
Wonderful, yeah. I get that. And you are in a library, dear, and it's a library. It feels like Akashic Records around you. So I think that is really awesome that you've got all that energy around you. Kay, I'm seeing you with students. That's why the library came up, because I was thinking young students in the library with a reading in a reading program, and you leading this reading program. So I'm seeing you teaching, basically. And it's,
yes, well, that's what I want to do, but I haven't taught in a number of years. And but I was thinking about going back into teaching in my home.
I think that's
I was hoping
a smart idea.
Winter.
Yeah, I think that's a smart idea to take students, to take spiritual students that want to
mm-hmm.
learn things. And I'm seeing a whole mess of them. Do you get anything from this for Kay, Crystal Joe? I'm putting Crystal Joe on the spot right now, because I'm handing him this beautiful crystal and asking him. He's very empathic with these crystals. They talk to him. And
well, like you say, I do see a lot, and it would be students, I would imagine, right there coming to her.
That's what I'm seeing, too. I'm glad you picked that up. And lots of joy. Look at those rainbows. I see that, too. But, yeah, you're a teacher. That's your deal. That's your gig. That's where you're
at. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I'm heading in the right direction then.
You sure are. And do it from your home. I think that's a wonderful thing. But make sure that you check out your local laws. If you put it as a spiritual center, you want to look that up as for where you are, of what constitutes a spiritual center as opposed to a church. That just flashed. Yeah, that. Now, are you? You're already a minister, though, right? You're an ordained minister.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you wearing several hats, is what I see. Is you're wearing
mm-hmm.
several hats, and that's what I'm. You getting that too? Isn't that funny?
Well, that fit just perfect.
Yeah, it fit just perfect. The crystal that I picked up, it was a crystal that had several points on the top of it, like hats. And it just, that's, you know, how we read crystals. We look and see what we have. When you ask a question and then the crystal jumps out and we read what the crystal has to say. And this one here says that you're going to be wearing these multiple hats for another six. I get six. So that could be 6 weeks. More likely it's 6 months, but it's certainly not 6 years.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate talking with you, B.
Great, Kay. It's real nice to hear your voice. And, well, many blessings. And keep in touch with us. Let us know how things work out for you, okay?
I certainly will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, dear. All righty. Well, what do you think, Crystal Joe? How do you, like when you read a crystal, I mean, I know you said to me, no, I don't read them, but they communicate to you.
Yeah, I know, but they communicate in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like they only sort of like guide me. I don't.
You don't ask them for guidance for someone else. So that's
no.
What I do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I ask them and I see which one wants to, and sometimes it could be one in the basket. It may not be the ones that I've laid out. Now, for our listeners, I've laid out about 13, maybe 14 stones, and most of them are crystal, and I'll just, when someone calls in for a reading, what I like to do is I like to just grab the crystal that's going to give me the answer, and sometimes it's one like this. Look at all those recorders in that one. Can you see that?
Yep, right.
They're real pretty. Lots of record keepers in this one crystal. And I believe this is one also that's from Tibet. Although I don't see any, it doesn't seem to have any inclusions. Maybe a few, but. So that's what we're doing today is we're offering crystal readings. But what makes, what gives the crystal the energy? Because I know I got the crystal expert right here in the studio today, Crystal Joe, so from Crystal Master 55 Enterprises. Can you tell us what Crystal Master 55 Enterprises is? Is this like your business? What services do you do in your business?
Well, I get to mine crystal every now and then. I mine and sell crystal. I manufacture and sell the best dowsing tool there is.
Yes, you do. They're beautiful. I've seen the ones that you posted up on Facebook that were. Can you explain a little about the dowsing tool? What the components are?
My dowsing tools are two double terminated quartz crystals and then brass dowsing rods or crystal, copper, whichever way, you know. I'll let you choose whatever you want. I'm happy to send either one.
Hmm.
And, then I'll just box them up, make them a nice little box, and put your name on it and make everybody happy.
I think that's great, but the crystals that you use, now, they're quite special, these double-terminated crystals.
Yep.
Maybe you could tell us a little about your crystals, like, are they Brazilian? Are they Arkansas?
Well, some of them are Arkansas crystals and some of them are Brazilian. They're carved in Brazil.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, because that's the only way I could get them to where they would be similar in size or close in size and then trying to find natural points to really do it. Plus, I couldn't really drill an actual natural point probably, in the point itself. That's sorry to say, but...
That sounds kind of hard.
The beauty in them is, a lot different. That's why these are, carved, and it's still hard to drill them too. But
yeah. But so when you drill into them, though, but what do you do? You have to drill into the point.
Yeah.
But the point's already been processed. In other words, it's been
well, you grind
sanded.
It flat. Yeah, you grind it flat, just big enough for the bit, and then. Drill a hole. Yeah, just trying to drill. Yeah, well, the first ones I did, I didn't grind them. And, I learned a lesson there.
You learned it. So do they split? Is that what happens?
Oh, they'll split. They'll explode. I mean,
woo!
Yeah, because it gets real hot. I mean,
yeah.
Even though it's a slow process.
It's a slow process. Yeah. Is it like a special drill press or?
Yeah, I've got a drill press and you use diamond bits.
Wow. And you got a little water or something that you have to put over it? That's what I've seen some folks use is spray bottles.
Right.
Believe it. Like spray bottles? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Just something to keep it wet.
Keep it moist.
Cool
yeah.
down. Lubricate it.
That's good. That sounds very useful. What do you think of this here crystal?
I like this one.
Yeah, I like that. It's got a lot of energy. You see anything really cool? I call that one the extraterrestrial crystal. An extraterrestrial wand.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Because it's got the engines down the bottom.
Yeah.
Multiple points that look like engines. Yeah. And I've never seen a UFO with engines, but crystals tell me they're engines. Got to listen to what the crystals tell you.
Yep, that's right.
So, do you see anything weird about it? I mean, it's kind of been battered and beaten up. I mean, look at it. It's got lots of stress-like marks.
Yep.
Stress cuts.
As it was coming up, it took a beating.
It took a whooping, yeah. So it's a real good empathic crystal then. So I like to use that when I do readings. I like to hold it. It's like a wand, and it just has real, to me, sweet energy for doing readings. It's nice. And then you just see what comes your way. In fact, if you'd like to have a reading, whether it be crystal or otherwise, although we're hot on crystals today, our phone number here is 347-237-5339, and you can call in to Bea and Crystal Joe here on the Metaphysical Edge on GGM Radio. I was looking for this. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world. Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Bea Delosier in the Metaphysical Edge on the Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Bea.
Hey there, Bob. That was very nice. That was a real good, close, personal friend and my children's dad. He's a very special man. Bob Schott was doing my intro for me. Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Sweet.
What?
Thank you. Yeah, pretty good. Thank you, Bob. So I'm sitting here talking crystals with Joe Ray from Arkansas, and I'm looking at this one. Do you know what that is on the top of that crystal? I have a crystal that's got like some kind of a flat growth on top, like a tabby that was growing on top, maybe a tabular crystal.
That would either be a platform or a bridge you're going across.
Ah. A bridge crystal.
Wow.
Now, bridge crystals are really awesome. They're the ones that help us to jump across some difficult times quickly to get through the difficulty. You, what else do you see?
Well,
he's smiling. Must be something good.
It's a layer of pyramids.
You wow. Oh, I see. There is. Wow, this is really pretty. That's pretty powerful. I see it. And it looks like they're prismatic, like they've got rainbows around them.
Yeah.
Do you see that? And it's the rainbow. But that's an odd stone, the way that piece, it's almost like a square doorway.
Yeah.
Or like a, almost like an oblong. Well, I guess it's not. What is it? Would it be rectangular?
Yep.
Get it together.
There you go, B. Oh.
Rectangular. It's a rectangular doorway.
See the pyramid on the point?
Yep. Yep, there's a pyramid. Yeah, there is. So this is like a major record keeper. Great stone for meditation. Is it talking to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Is it saying, thanks for coming to Florida, Joe?
Yep.
Will you take me home with you? I can't handle the incense, Joe. Poor crystals. No, not true at all. But this is really awesome. I love picking them up and looking at them, and I love to put my fingers into the keyholes. It's like they have their own little braille-type message that your fingertips can feel. So it's pretty awesome when you feel the face of the crystals like that. And this one's really huge, that face. Only a mother can love. That face, only a mother can love. And this particular crystal has two mountains. You see the mountains there? Look at that, sticking up at the top.
Yep.
Do you see more triangles? I know you're going to see triangles. I'll just hand you the crystal. can you tell us what the triangles mean? I mean, I know, but I'd like to hear what, you know.
Well, the triangles to me represent pyramids. And that just goes along with my quest of what I'm supposed to go look for. So the pyramids, they, you know, it's all a small piece of the puzzle that's being sent to me that I'll have to put together, and then it'll tell me exactly where to go.
So are you saying then that you feel a kinship with the triquetra or the shapes
yep.
like a triangle
right.
or a pyramid, that you have a pull to that, you're drawn to
I
that.
Have a pull, well yeah, because I actually have the world's largest and second largest quartz Atlantean record keepers.
How big, tell us about the Atlantean record keepers.
The biggest one is the sides are 5/8 inch and the bottom is 7/16 inch long.
Wow. So that's pretty good size.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
As far
yeah,
as the record keeper goes, yeah, it's
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And so that's Atlantean, too.
Yeah. And that, yeah, that came from Arkansas. Gore Camp Crystal
yeah.
Mine.
Really?
Yeah. And then the
our
second.
Our sponsors, Board Camp Crystal Mines, our sponsors in Mena, Arkansas.
Board Camp, Arkansas.
Or Board Camp.
Arkansas. Right next door, yeah.
Right next door to Mena.
Orville and Cheryl, yeah, they're great people.
Yeah, they are super great people. And they're sweet, very sweet.
Yep.
And gracious, gracious hosts, and have beautiful property that they share with others. And can you explain that again about not being the crystal collector or the crystal digger? You're more the crystal unearther, or what, there was a term you used
what,
for
the
it.
Harvester?
Yeah, crystal. Was it a crystal harvester? Is that the term? That's a nice term. They don't hear you saying yeah.
Yeah.
They don't
yep.
hear you.
Well, now, I'm not really a harvester because I really go at probably a little harder than what a harvester would.
Mm.
Yeah, I like, yeah, you'd have to put me in the, when it's time to be a miner because the harvesting's fun, too, because you go at just a slower pace. And
right, so when you're mining, you're...
Yeah, it'll be with heavy equipment.
That's heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, and blasting.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's when it gets fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Get paid to be a little kid and big talking toys and big firecrackers.
That's cute. Get paid to be a little kid. That's pretty good. I didn't know that's what minors did. Look at that. Well, I do know that Becky Skates is going to be coming on the show soon about, probably towards the middle of October, I believe. She'll be coming on to talk about the...
Crystal Dig?
Crystal Dig, yeah. And the one that's going
they're
on...
They're having two, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, or right. They're having one, and then Mount Ida's having one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then there's going to be one in December up there at Sweet Surrender Crystal Mine. So some interesting things going on there. I'd like to get Becky. Becky said she'd like to come on and tell everyone all about it. You got any plans to attend any of those crystal digs?
All of them I can get to.
All right. That's the answer. That's the right answer. That's for sure. Every one of them you can get to, but you live up that way. I mean, you're not too far from there.
About 130 miles.
Well, that's a pretty good way, you know, but still you're in the vicinity.
Yeah.
For, I say it only takes 12 to 13 hours from here to there, and my friend Becky and Heather, they seem to think it took 18 hours. So I don't know who's right, but... I think it just felt like that, you know, being in the back of a car. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Riding in the back of a pickup truck.
But it took me 13 hours, or
it
13 and a half hours.
13 and a half hours.
Yeah. And see, you was pulling a trailer, so it probably took you longer.
Yeah.
Plus, y'all took a wrong turn here or there.
Yeah, a few times, yeah. It is a good place to get lost. But,
it is.
You know, not when you got a time constraint, though. But it's still a real beautiful place. I love going up there and looking for crystals. And how long have you been acquainted with crystals?
With crystals? Since
yeah.
Like 1976, 1977.
Wow.
That was when I dug my first crystal, yep.
And where you were up in...
that was Jesseville.
In Jesseville.
Or Blue Springs, Arkansas, actually.
Blue Springs, Arkansas. What kind of crystal was it? I mean,
it came out of the McGurl Crystal Mine.
All right.
Which is actually the world's, it produced the world's best crystal. It was a grade above any other crystal that's been, you know, when they done all the reports and studies on it, it was the best crystal per, if you took the same size piece of it and something else, it outweighed it. The density of it was thicker, the clarity of it, it was water clear. I mean, it was
just
you could gaze in it. You know, it was just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, powerful.
And, absolutely.
Energy, real nice energy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What causes the energy? And I know you know this, but I would just like our, you know, listeners to know what causes the energy in these crystals.
Well, actually, I think it's because
it's the silicone, isn't it?
Yep. And then Mother Earth, she puts her love and she helps them grow.
I like that.
There's
that sounds nice.
There.
Yeah, lots of love there. I guess that's exactly why they're such perfect stones that carry that love vibration at 528 hertz. And you hear a lot of people say that there's differences from 6 ohms to, you know, whatever, all the way up to, you know, a gazillion are in the crystals, but yet science seems to tell us that it's all within a scale of frequency. So,
well, now see, when they take crystals and, you know, they regrow them to use and everything, they have to be so precise and cut them on like 3 different angles at one time to get them to work in the frequency on, you know, what they're using them for. I mean, it's really such a precise deal that they use on that. I mean, it's just unreal.
But the crystals are the ones you're talking about, the ones that they create?
Yeah, they regrow them, right.
They regrow them, yeah. I'm thinking, I mean, because these crystals that we're holding in our hands right now and are just real powerhouses. I mean, I'm feeling this one with all that mess on the inside. So all kinds of. It looks to me like tourmaline. It's tourmaline, but it looks like Brillo. Do you see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Brillo balls of tourmaline is what it looks like. But there's some ridges on this crystal that are just interesting. I don't know if you can see them, and that almost has the look of steps. Do you see it on the top there?
Yeah,
it looks like steps, so that looks, it's got that skeletal look, like it's got an celestial energy with those steps like that. I like that. That's steps are like leading somewhere. So it depends on where you want to go. Yeah, depends on where you want to go with it. And this crystal is ready to empower to do that, to be programmed to do that. So, and do you program your crystals, or do you just put love in them?
For my dowsing tools, yes.
You program them.
Right, or they program me.
Okay. Yeah. Can you explain that? yeah, sure. What?
Well, you see, that comes along with the instructions with the dowsing tool. Because, I mean, when you get the tool, if you're going to let anybody hold it or play with it or look at it, as soon as you get it, you need to let them do it right then. Because after you program the crystals to your frequency and your vibrations,
you
don't let anybody else touch them again, or you'll have to clean them and then redo it again. So,
yeah.
I mean, once you program them to you, or they program,
themselves to you.
And it's your personal tool then, and you don't let anybody touch it.
Right. And then you imprint on each other, more or less.
Right. Well, I mean, you become one.
Yeah.
I mean, they pick your signals up, and you have their signals, and that's, well, once you, with that dowsing tool, once you start showing the crystal that you really want to learn, they'll start sending you all kinds of messages.
And
it'll be like a download that you just never forget.
I believe you. Yeah, I believe you. That sounds pretty powerful. Do you, are you interested in instructing people in that at some point?
Well, you see, like, because the best teacher is the one that just opens the door and sends you in.
Yeah.
Because actually, dowsing, to really learn it, I would tell you the simplest way is just start out in your own yard where you know your water lines and sewer lines are, and then just start there so you can see exactly how your rods work.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn that, then you start going and testing yourself someplace you've never been that somebody knows all about. And that's what it's all in, learning how to watch your rods, because that's what it is. And also, before I go out and douse, I take a 10 to 15 minute meditation to completely clean my head, because that's what it's all about. It's cleaning your mind and thinking of nothing exactly but what you're going to be doing with your dowsing tool.
Right.
Because your dowsing tool will lead you. That's all you need to do is watch your rods and your feet where you're stepping, and that's it. Because once you really start dowsing, as in really, really dowsing, everything else becomes oblivious to him. I mean, people can talk to you. You just don't pay
attention.
You don't hear anything. That's
I get it. I think that's pretty awesome, though, because what you're doing is you're putting yourself in, quote, the, unquote, zone. So you're in the zone there, all where you're tuned to a very higher frequency yourself at that point in time. So the vibrations you're getting from the rest of us probably doesn't reach you.
No. Oh, it doesn't, no.
I can see that happening. So when we're all out there with the fan club, because Joe's down here visiting his, I guess, the Lower Alabama fan club. The Joe Ray fan club, yeah. So we're getting a kick out of that, too. I think that's been fun, because we've been having fan club meetings now. I missed it yesterday. Missed the fan club meeting yesterday, so, but that's okay. We can let him slide for one missed meeting.
Okay.
Sounds good, right? Cool. That's real cool. So these dowsing tools that you have, when the person gets it, they get the instructions on how to program it.
Right.
Once they handle it and get them warm in their hands whatever.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it picks up their energy.
Right.
That's real nice that you do that. So you do teach people
Well, I send them instructions.
Okay, so you're an instructor, not a teacher.
Well, no, I just tell them what my mentors told me.
Right.
So, like when I first, well, mine was a lot different than what I tell everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because that was for you,
yeah,
and not what you were passing on.
Right.
Right. So this is like dictations or like downloads, I guess you say?
Well, when I talk to my mentors, it's really just sort of like, I guess, we mentally talk. I mean.
Right. Okay, like.
Doris and Ed. Ed just seems to sit back and laugh, and Doris runs the show. She tells it like it is and how it should go. So.
I think that's super D, that you can lucidly connect with you call them mentors, I call them handlers. They're my handlers, you know. But it's your spirit guides. And they take all different forms. Animals really come through to me, as do crystals and rocks and stones. And for me, this is rock, a beautiful rock. You know, I just want to hold it to my forehead, and I want to look into it. And that's how I like to greet my stones. I call them my stones, but they're not really mine. I share them. I let others. I'm really enthralled with this one. It's got a finger size keyhole.
Yep.
You gotta tune into that energy. It's energetic. That's the truth, and that's what we're talking about here today with Crystal Joe from Crystal Master 55 Enterprises. You can catch him up on Facebook under Crystal Master 55. And you can catch him under his name, Joe Ray. Yep, that's two names, right?
Right.
You're not like Jim Bob. You're
Joe. Right. Now, a lot of people say Joe Ray, but I answer to
I know.
Answer to a lot. But,
yeah. You're good, though. You're good-hearted about it. That's nice. So, yeah, these are quite interesting stones when they do these funny things.
Yep.
You wonder where to set them. Which way do I stand this crystal? Because it's so skewed with so many different faces like that are flat. So, and then there's this. What do you think of this? Makes me mad that they took halite and dyed it blue. That's what this is. It's a turquoise-looking heart, but it's not. It's halite, very soft, and they dye it, and it just pretty much goes all the way through because they bake it after they dye it, so the dye, you know, really takes on the chalky stone and hardens it. So it's pretty cool, but I just love the color. I think the color is real intense. So this stone actually talks, and there are some here that are the... I don't know if you can see it on this one, but this one's got all three. It's got chrysocolla, it's got malachite, and it's got, and it also has some gold in it. And it's the azurite. Yeah. There are three, you know, did you want to feel it?
Sure.
You can feel it if you like. Take a look at it. Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful guest. You're real talkative, Crystal Joe. What do you see there? You've got a hint. You've got. Look at how many crystals you've got in your hand. Well, tell us what you got in your hand. What you're playing with? You got tools.
Yeah, I'm just holding all these crystals. It's just just energizing.
Okay.
There you go.
This. What do you think of this one? I mean, this is a sceptered, tourmalinated, I can never get that word out, quartz with that finger-size keyhole in it, which is about the tip of your finger would fit in this keyhole at the top of the, not quite. Yours doesn't fit. Mine does. But you might fit this way. You could fit that way. You'll fit if you go straight on, so that's pretty good. But when you look at these crystals and you see all these formations like this, this big triangle right there, that's just a triangle window, and it's so pretty that you can look into it and see what you see. So I like to tell folks when they hold a crystal always to look beyond the shine on the outside.
Absolutely.
You know, look at the at the faces and look at the etchings along the side, and you get to see a lot of different formations in the crystal itself. And that's how the crystals talk to us. One of these crystals had a real neat, like a crescendo staircase. It was pretty neat. But it looks like something that Mother Nature made. There it is. It's on this one. It's got like a staircase going
back.
Down. Yeah, up the back. And the staircase is really there's two of them, actually. So it's like a red carpet, but in like a marbly-looking tourmalinated way, if you could say that. But they're real pretty. And they're nice, energetic stones with a nice energy signature. Would you suggest that people that want to befriend a crystal, is there any particular one you'd like to suggest that people start out with?
Well, I would suggest you just go out and look at them and see which one calls you, because, I mean, if a crystal wants you, they'll call you and let you know. I mean, there's no doubt.
So where's a good place for someone to go look for crystals? I mean, do they have to go dig them, or can they find them? Like, I know you can find them on eBay.
Yeah, you can
find
them on eBay. Or, I mean, there's lots of rock shops that's got websites you can go to. And
right. Does I think now Sweet Surrender has one online. So, and Board Camp Crystal Mine has a shop. So,
but I would rather go pick one out myself in person.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's all in touching and holding them and feeling them, too, because really once you start looking at them and studying them, it's just sort of mesmerizing. Look at all your stairs on this one.
Yeah, that's got a heck of a staircase. Look, on double.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a Greek amphitheater. Here we're just tearing these crystals apart. Now we got one that looks like a Greek amphitheater. That's an Atlantean crystal, isn't it?
Yep.
That's what this is. And the bottom is self-healed. Feel that, how nice it feels.
I guess that's why I've been holding it so long.
Yeah, you've been healing it, see? That's real nice. That's a nice one right there. That's the wand. That one's got to be, I don't know, 5 inches maybe?
Yeah.
About 5 inches long. And it's got a nice nice base with a real pretty flat face here. It's got a Isis window for a face, so it makes it really pretty and clear. Any record keepers on that?
Water clear.
Water clear?
Yeah, see, people say crystal clear, but how can you compare crystal to crystal? So you need to go water clear when you talk about clear crystal.
I like that, water clear. That is water clear. That's a lot clearer than my water here in White City. Oops, I didn't say that out loud. I'm going to get that Berkey out today. We're going to be using that Berkey to clean all the water around here. That's what we'll do. Yep. And with that, I'm going to be saying goodbye to our guests and goodbye to all of our friends out here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to The Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea, and my guest today is Crystal Joe from Crystal Master 55 Enterprises. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook under 2. And a couple other places on the web, too. I know you got a website that's under construction.
Yeah,
so I think that's pretty awesome. And if anyone's interested in learning about dowsing or ordering their own dowsing tool, if they connect with you on Facebook.
Yep, that'll be the place to get a hold of me right
That's
there.
The place to get a hold of you. And that's awesome sauce. And with that, I'd like to say bye to everyone. See you next week. Next week, we'll have another special guest and another special hour of fun on The Metaphysical Edge. Bye now.